Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. From the first chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, the 10th verse. And while they were gazing into heaven as Jesus went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. And from the fourth chapter of the first letter of St. Peter, from the epistle for this day, the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, keep sane and sober for your prayers. Above all, hold unfailing your love for one another, since love covers a multitude of sins. I think everybody will agree that life would be rather bleak without the festivals of society in general and of the church in particular. Although Memorial Day is, in the deepest sense, a day of solemn remembrance of all those who have given their lives in defense of our nation, it's also become a holiday weekend which marks the beginning of summer. This coming Sunday will be the Feast of Pentecost, when the church remembers how the risen and ascended Lord sent down, as he had promised, the Holy Spirit on the apostles, and how they then proclaimed the saving death and resurrection of Jesus, St. Peter calling their hearers to repentance and faith in him. And in response to St. Peter's sermon, 3,000 were baptized on that first Pentecost. Well, this Feast of Pentecost is, together with Christmas and Easter, one of the three great festivals of the Church. The Church prepares for Christmas with 4 weeks of Advent and prepares for Easter with 6 weeks of Lent. But there is just this one Sunday of preparation for Pentecost, although the gospel readings for the past two Sundays have pointed forward to Christ's sending of the Holy Spirit. Today is a Sunday of preparation for the great Feast of Pentecost. And it's also a kind of in-between Sunday between the festival of Christ's ascension this past Thursday and the coming of the Spirit at Pentecost. We remember how on Ascension Day, when the disciples beheld the ascension of the Lord, two angels said to them, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. St. Luke tells us that the disciples then returned to Jerusalem and went to that upper room where they had been staying. Jesus had told them that they were to stay there, to stay in Jerusalem until they would receive the promised Holy Spirit. And as they stayed waiting for the Spirit's coming, they all with one accord devoted themselves to prayer. And so that in-between time was filled with prayer. Well, you and I, and all believers, we also live always in an in-between time, between the first coming of God's Son to be our Savior and his second coming in glory, just as the angels said when Jesus ascended into heaven. Men of Galilee, this Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. And so this Sunday between Ascension Day and Pentecost serves to remind us that for us Christians, all time is in between time, between Christ's coming in humility to be our Savior and his coming again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And so we heard in the epistle for this day how St. Peter writes, "The end of all things is at hand. Therefore be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins." The end of all things is at hand. St. Peter wrote that almost 2,000 years ago, and still the Lord has not returned. For many, this is a cause of distress and perplexity. But when we remember that St. Peter also teaches in his second letter that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day, and that God is not slow in keeping his promise, but rather wills that all come to repentance. As Christians, we always live in between the coming of Jesus in humility and his coming again in glory. It is always a mistake when foolish people try to set the date of our Lord's return, because Jesus explicitly said, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man shall come." And so as Christians who live in between the times, we are called to live every day as if it were our last. And while we cannot be certain that our generation is the last before Christ's coming again, we can neither be certain that it isn't. And so we are called to watchfulness, to be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. And not only for the sake of your prayers, but also that we Christians living between the time should love one another earnestly, since, as St. Peter says, love covers a multitude of sins. And how true that is. Love covers a multitude of sins. If we in fact have within us the charity of Christ, then we will be eager not to expose the sins of others, to hold them up, to make other people know about them. But if we have within us Christ's charity, we will want to cover those sins, to cover them with a charitable mind and heart and voice. Because the great commandment of the law is not only to love the Lord God with all our heart and soul and mind, but also to love one another as ourselves. So on this day then, when we are between Ascension Day and Pentecost, let's remember that as Christians, we live in between the times. Let us be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of our prayers. Let us love one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. And so we rejoice both in the prospect of celebrating the great coming of the Holy Spirit this next Sunday, and look forward to when that day, when the Lord now rules all things hidden from our sight, will appear in glory and bring to completion that work of love he began in the manger. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.